Hey, Rudy Rodriguez here, your host of the podcast. And on today's episode, I'm actually going to be bringing you a series based off of a recent virtual mastermind that I hosted for 18 event leaders, all with extensive experience, decade plus a piece. I mean, probably had over 200 years of event experience in the room. And the focus of this virtual mastermind was to have these experts, these event leaders, share what's working for them right now when it comes to filling their live events, what's converting, what they've tested, and what they're learning the hard way. Of this group of 18, I selected a handful of them to share for about 8 minutes, roughly. And these are people who are doing events right now, who've recently done events or planning events to share their very best. So stay tuned to the series. So it's going to be multiple episodes, and I'm going to be bringing you the very best from this recent rendition of our high profit event virtual mastermind.
Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
He says very clearly that there are four identities necessary to be successful in business: the identity of being the one, the identity of being the marketer, the identity of being the closer, and the identity of being the leader, not the savior your customers need. The transition in psychology for me from needing to do something to save a person to the idea that people are genuinely looking for leadership was a super meaningful psychological frame for me. I've done $1 million in sales in the first year of my coaching practice following that model, and this is the worst I'll ever be at it. I dropped my ticket price to $7, and I closed 60% of a room of 200 people, and I was like, I am making a big mistake. Because my close rate at $97 from stage was like 10%. My close rate at $7 from stage was like 25 to 60%. People buy from me when they experience my coaching. They don't buy from me when they experience my teaching. So I coach more than what people recommend. So by treating the $7 ticket opportunities as enterprise sales, when I then treat the accelerator, my coaching program thing, as enterprise sales, they're already expecting me to communicate with them 100 times more than everyone else in the industry.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button.
So on our next episode here in the series, we have an interview with Mr. Alexander Ford from Measurable Genius. They are a coaching and education company that has recently transitioned from being a marketing company and has done over $1 million in revenue in the first year of business. And in this interview, what I invite you to tune into is that filling an event is not just about timelines and promotions, although those are important. It's about making that identity shift in the psychology and the leadership that's involved for you and your audience. Alexander is a master facilitator of human behavior and psychology. And as I said, he recently completed his virtual event, The Choice Number 2, and he's having another event coming up in the near future. And what makes this segment is that it doesn't come from marketing tricks or marketing gimmicks. He talks about, again, the identity shift required to lead an audience, why the classic event playbook still works, and how volume, access, and experience often outperform ego-driven pricing. He's going to give very specific examples of ticket pricing experimentations that he's done, show-up rates, conversion lessons, and how treating even low-ticket sales like enterprise sales pipeline changes the game. So if you're ever wrestling with questions like, am I pricing the ticket right? Do cheap tickets hurt conversions? How much access is too much access? You're going to learn a lot from this episode. So go ahead and tune in. Make sure you have your pen and paper handy. And welcome Mr. Alexander Ford to the show.
Okay, cool. I just want to preface this. I am the dumbest smart guy. So I decided to burn my marketing agency to the ground in February of last year. I have been an entrepreneur my whole life. I spent 10 years marketing in the coaching space. That's mostly Jay Fizette and Alex Moskow's fault. I don't think I would have ever found the coaching space if I didn't follow that rabbit trail into my destiny, so to speak. So I've spent 10 years marketing for coaches, but this is the first year I've been a coach. And I actually came out of a training with Garrett J. White late 2024, I guess. And he, at that training, invited me to step into this idea of identity. He says very clearly that there are four identities necessary to be successful in business: the identity of being the one, the identity of being the marketer, the identity of being the closer, and the identity of being the leader, not the savior your customers need. And I had this really meaningful revelation, which was that I had been a marketer, not the marketer. I had been doing my best to be the savior, not the leader of my clients. And I was waking up in the morning saying, why me? Instead of, I'm the one, in that experience of life that I was in at that time, that season. And so the first thing that's working for me is that messaging, the idea that everyone is looking for their leader. The transition in psychology for me from needing to do something to save a person to the idea that people are genuinely looking for leadership was a super meaningful psychological frame for me. And so when I took on those identities, which is like method acting, and I asked myself, like, okay, I'm going to be the one. I'm the one. I'm going to be the leader my clients need me to be. I'm going to be the marketer of my own business. I asked myself the question, what would I do to scale a high ticket year long coaching program? And the answer that came to me is I would run a 3-day virtual event and I would run a campaign sequence and I would buy stages and I would fill those events and then I would sell a high ticket offer. So I took the playbook that's existed for the last 20 years, which many people think maybe doesn't work anymore. I have a virtual studio here in Calgary, which is pretty wicked. And so those identities combined with like the standard playbook, buy stages, speak to people, sell tickets, get them to show up to the 3-day live event, follow a solid program at a glance, and then position and posture a high ticket offer. Like that is working very well for me. I've done $1 million in sales in the first year of my coaching practice following that model. And this is the worst I'll ever be at it. So the first thing is just I know that the standard playbook works. So back to principles, I'm just on that train and I'm following it. The next thing is I've been split testing price points. I'm selling to like immature entrepreneurs. I have several like mature entrepreneurs who I am coaching, but like I'm not trying to sell a $1,000 event. So when I did my first choice, I priced my tickets at $97 because Jay Fizette likes to be my dad and he's like, you have to value yourself. So I was like, fine, I'll charge $97. So my first choice cycle, I sold 85 tickets at $97. I had a show up rate of 50%. We did $500,000 in sales. But I had a bunch of warm audience in my room for the first one because it was my very first event. So when I did my promo cycle for Choice 2, which I just finished in December, the first three stage sponsorships I did, I sold tickets at 97. And then I did my first lead gen spot where I couldn't sell at 97 and I dropped my ticket price to $7. And I closed 60% of a room of 200 people. And I was like, I am making a big mistake. Because my close rate at $97 from stage was like 10%. My close rate at $7 from stage was like 25 to 60%. So then I was like, well, but people think that ticket price impacts show up rate. Like they use money as a lever for commitment. And I was like, well, whatever, I'll run the experiment. And so I ran $7 tickets for the remainder of my sponsorship circuit. And we completed a postmortem after the event. There was absolutely no difference in show up rate or conversion rate. In fact, a bunch of the $7 tickets converted more than the $97 stages. So, something else that's working for me is getting over myself about pricing and that volume is at the end of the day still the game. And so, I'm interested in volume and I'm not going to be so proud that I jack up a price just to try to enforce show up rate. I think there's better ways to enforce or to create show up rate than hitting people with the money hammer. The third thing that's working really well is I'm drowning people in coaching. So, actually, Steve is one of the people who's given me this advice. People buy from me when they experience my coaching. They don't buy from me when they experience my teaching. So, I coach more than what people recommend. I do three pre-event one-on-one group coaching calls. Like, I do group coaching before people show up to my event. I do a VIP mixer. I give them a 6-hour, 6-module video training series, which is me teaching and coaching. Basically, my goal is to get the people in my world to experience as much of my coaching as they possibly can, because when they experience my coaching, they decide to buy. And so I drown people in coaching opportunities in my event sequence. The next thing is sales pipeline. So I spent the first third of my career in like IT services sales. So like standard business to business consulting, IT, networking, server infrastructure, desk side support. I have picked up enterprise sales pipeline management and I've applied it to both pre-event ticket sales and during event conversion sales and post-event follow-up. And so like running a sales pipeline, like an enterprise organization to sell $7 tickets is working really well for me. We have a deal pipeline. We create deals for every ticket opportunity. We chase people down. Like we work a sales pipeline for our events. And so when I start to actually sell my high ticket offer, they've already experienced my sales interactions. So by treating the $7 ticket opportunities as enterprise sales, when I then treat the accelerator, my coaching program thing, as enterprise sales, they're already expecting me to communicate with them 100 times more than everyone else in the industry. And I think that meaningfully contributes to our really great close rates on my high ticket offer. And then the last thing on my list is just a shout out to Rudy. Rudy sold me on basically Pamela. And so we've hired Rudy now twice. I'll hire him, as far as I'm concerned, probably every time until I become big enough to insource Rudy's services. But having Pamela call 200 people 5 times, I think really, really helps. So those are my thoughts.
Okay. So you just listened to an interview with Alexander Ford. He went into the psychology of making that transition as an event leader, as a coach, as an expert, and has produced over 7 figures of revenue in his first year as a coaching company, founded really primarily based around his live event called The Choice Number 2. So be sure to go back and listen to this episode again. There's a lot here. This was voted the top episode amongst the people who were in the room, and share it with someone you feel would benefit. And also stay tuned to the next episode in our series, because we're going to zoom out a bit and we're going to interview Mr. Yannick Silver, who's been a guest on our podcast before. And Yannick, he really comes from a place of experience, energy, and supreme reputation. So go ahead and stay tuned and push play on that next episode in our series.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.